You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Many of us woke up on a cold November day in 2016 and wondered what the heck had happened. One of those folks was our next guest, Donald Lee Shepard. He was thinking not so much about politics, however, but about business and what the implications of the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States meant for business and what people in the business community would take in terms of him being a role model. And he has written a book called The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. Don, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Derek, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Sure thing. I guess the basic question, and I think I know how you're going to answer it, is Donald Trump a good business role model?
No, he's not. He's not even a good businessman, and he definitely isn't a good role model. He has none of the attributes of a successful leader.
We should mention here at this point, you're not some radical leftist. You are, in fact, a Republican, aren't you?
Well, thank you for saying that. It's so interesting how people can label you, but I'm a Republican. I'm an immigrant as well from Canada, huh. And a citizen. And in 1993, when I started voting, I felt the Republican platform was the one that I believed in the most. And so I've been both voting Republican proudly and of course, I've even contributed some money to them. So, I'm not a left-wing liberal. I'm a fiscal conservative and a socially moderate Republican.
Okay, well,
temporarily moved.
There you go. Some will question that Canadian part, regardless of your bona fides there. But nevertheless, let's proceed. I mean, Trump or no Trump, it has been kind of an essential question in our modern age. How does business make money while still being decent? And a lot of folks, unfortunately, have answered that question by saying, well, business isn't going to be decent, and it doesn't have to, and that's not its job. What is your response to that?
My response is that's the reason I wrote the book, to create a positive fact, to talk about a positive fact that good people that have integrity, values, ethics, and the ones that are leaders of organizations end up being very successful. I think the opposite is true. Now, of course, there are examples of that, and I've cited a number of them in my book, but I think the opposite is true. You need to be a good person to be successful in building and growing a company and being in business, period. That's my position.
So how has Donald Trump gotten to the place that he has been in the business world?
Well, we don't know a lot of the story, right? We haven't seen tax returns or other information, but certainly he's done it by bullying and intimidating. And who knows how successful he's being? We certainly don't know that fact. And his negotiating technique appears to be bullying and intimidation. None of it's been successful. He's not a negotiator. I don't want to make this an anti-Trump interview because that's not fair, but you're asking questions about his character is not one that represents a successful person. And how has he done it? I don't know that he has, and I don't know that it'll continue.
So what is the profile of an ethical business person? How are they going to make decisions differently from someone who's just about the bottom line by whatever means necessary?
Yeah. Well, first you'll find when you look at people, whether it's a Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos, you'll find that they live with integrity and ethics, and you can't fake that. But here are the traits that they exhibit. The first one is honesty. So it speaks for itself. Trust. They trust others and people trust them. Fairness. Treating all people as equals and respecting all people. That includes celebrating diversity. Doing service in the best interest of others. And that's a big part of my book. It's called the win-win-win model. And that is successful leaders recognize that the importance of their employees associates, their clients or customers, the vendors and contractors that support them, they're all equally important in the achievement and success of the organization. So that's one. And another one is consistency. They're consistent because they don't need to think about it and they don't need to check off a box. because it's innate. It's them. It's who they are. And the last is openness. So I'm sorry if that took too long, Derek. But
no, that's fine.
A successful business person exhibits those traits.
We're speaking with Donald Lee Shepherd. He is the author of The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. We do have significantly divergent models for business success. There are, as you say, the positive ones, the ones that you've talked about, the Warren Buffetts, for example. But they are countervailed to a certain extent by I mean, you can name a lot of different people. You can name the leverage buyout folks from the 1980s through to those just pushing and pushing in the 1990s. Where do these come from? We obviously there are a lot of folks who approach business a lot of different ways, and this started as essentially a capitalist based entrepreneurial a country driven by a business needs. How did those two different paths get created? Because obviously some people are coming from very different places on this, aren't they?
Yes, yes. Here's a really good case study. It's called Enron. I know you know it.
Mm-hmm.
But here's how that developed. These people started this company, and guess what? They had a code of ethics booklet that was 60-plus pages.
Hmm.
But along the way, they didn't follow those ethics, and they manipulated financial returns. They deceived people. And so they were so-called growing and making money and successful and a ton of employees. But here's the point. Their greed and self-interest and the desire to maximize profits outbalanced the need to do good to for their employees, customers, clients, community. And so that's how it's got started, Derek, because that's who they are. Kenneth Lay and his group, Skilling, that's who they were and are, and you can't change that. But they masked it for quite a while, and so that's one side. Then there's a Bill Gates or a Michael Bloomberg, who started with just an idea and worked so hard and built huge and successful organizations because, Derek, I think this is key, they are good people at heart. Nobody's perfect, so don't start throwing examples of non-perfection, but they're good people inside, and they don't have checklists to go through. They treat people well, and they build businesses by respecting and valuing people and hiring people for the right reasons. And look what they've done. And they have people who are loyal to them, people who work for the improvement because they believe in what they're doing. And now they're modern-day versions of the reverse. I can't explain Apple or Steve Jobs was not. I'm reading. I'm no expert in it,
right. But
reading that he wasn't necessarily a good person yet. My God, Apple's one of the most successful stories in the country. So where did it come from? It comes from the leaders and who they really are, and you can hide it, mask it, pretend you're something different for a while, but you'll get caught. Does that answer your question properly?
I think so. I guess in a way, I'm almost going back more historically to, like, what are the strains of in our society, in our history, that lead us, on the one hand, to having good, decent, honest people who engage in business and then use the wealth that they accumulate to do wonderful things along the lines of Andrew Carnegie, another immigrant, and then on the other hand, folks who are just completely ruthless and deceitful like a Bernie Madoff. We have to take a quick break, but we will be back in a moment with our interview with Don Shepherd. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
And now, it's the news.
Oh,
We're speaking with Don Shepherd, the author of The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. We all, to a certain extent, have the desire to make, we want to make things look good. We want to sometimes make things appear better than they are. So we have, each of us, the instinct within us that could lead to the kind of business practices that we're talking about that we want to avoid. What do we do to check that within ourselves and with others within others we work with?
Oh, my goodness. Where did this the witty comedic blender go? You're being so serious. So, look, here's a simple one. When I worked for some very large consulting companies for a number of years, and they hired people based on, of course, experience, but also hired people based on the right educational background and how they looked, how they appeared, how they would come across with clients. Mm-hmm. When I started my company, I couldn't afford to do that, have all these fronts. I needed people who could be – anyway, here's the bottom line. Hiring based on competence, based on character, and potential. That's a pretty simple thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about all these great kids who are out in the marketplace, may not have a college degree, might not have whatever, but are a different color, different religion? But what about putting all that stuff aside and relate to people as human beings, hire people as human beings that have the right competence to lead you to success? That's how we can change it. And
it may be that for some people it's too complicated. It's easier to see people as zeros and ones, and humans are messy and complicated and difficult, and so let's just kind of pave over all that. That may be the approach. I'm wondering, it seems like, and again, I'll hold back from naming any names that I haven't already, but that certain business practices seem to come out of gangster movies or The Godfather or something like that, rather than a true sense of human decency. What is it about that sort of demand, loyalty, structure, and a capo that seems to attract a certain set of folks in our society today?
Self-interest,
yeah.
Greed,
yeah.
Power, the motivation that, screw you, you'll do this for me or I'll cut your head off. It's a metaphor, but it's self-interest, greed, power that creates these bad people. And they get their people through fear and accomplish things through fear. That's Trump. You don't want to say it. I'll say it. And I want to make this point. And I know I said I want to make this positive. Look at Trump's difficulty in hiring competent people to work in the White House. Look at the people that have had to leave because of scandals and problems. Look at his problems in finding getting lawyers. Look at how difficult it is to assemble a truly quality staff. It's because of all the things you and I have just been talking about for a while. And that's it works in a mob. It works in businesses like real estate where you really don't have many employees. It's all contract and you can bully and push people around because you have money. But it doesn't work in our free enterprise system and in America with the values that we, most of us have, and I would like to say almost all of us have.
Right. We're speaking with Don Shepherd, the author of The Dividends of Decency. When you were speaking a moment ago, and you said that it was a fear-based approach that many of these folks take, my mind went back to Monty Python and the Spanish Inquisition sketch. I'm thinking that essentially we're talking about fear, surprise, ruthless efficiency. That's essentially what it comes down to, isn't it?
Is it? Just think of it, Derek. Look at these representatives in government, our people, in the GOP, for example. my party, who are so terrified that Trump will tweet about them and affect their reelection or affect their donors, mm-hmm. that they literally disband values and do the wrong thing because the mob boss, uh-huh. they're afraid of the mob boss. Isn't that scary?
It is.
They won't stand up to these behaviors. And that's, you just said it. You did a Monty Python Inquisition, but in a scary, scary level.
Yeah.
People coming out and saying, we need to prosecute Comey. That'll make us all feel better. Well, my goodness, what has he done to you? I'm sorry. I went on too long on you again.
Not at all. No,
it's a passionate subject. We should all be, and we need to step up. And what we need to do is be better, be good.
It's delightful listening to you. One final question. Your ordinary consumer, you and I, as we're making our decisions, how do we support this? What do we do as we're shopping, as we're making our buying decisions to support businesses in a decent approach?
Well, such a great question. Look what's going on with Starbucks. I happen to believe that Starbucks, from everything I know, is a progressive and a good company, treats its people well. The answer there isn't to boycott them or not buy them because there's a mistake that they're correcting. But otherwise, I don't think boycotts are the answer. You might not either, or you might. I think it is just being, as best as we can, aware of what's going on. If you really are concerned, you can find out where products are manufactured. And if you want to buy made in the USA, that's a big step forward. If you want to support local businesses, do that. That helps the free enterprise system. But Derek, will people do it and spend more money? Will people really care enough if they can get something cheaper? So what we can do is are those kinds of things in our shopping and understanding. But we're asking a lot.
Yeah. We are, but it may come to the point where the system that claims to provide the best prices, the most efficiency, the fastest delivery – at a certain point, if that becomes too big, we look at a situation where we have no other choices, and they start not to be so efficient, to not be so cheap, and we realize what it was all about. I think we may be reaching that point. I think some people are responding to that, and I think a lot of folks have done it preemptively, realizing, hey, look at my main street. The businesses are closing. The folks who used to be able to support themselves are now dependent on things that just barely get them by. And these things are connected. And I think I'm going to take action as a result of that. So I may be a little less primed than I would if I'm ordering something, and I may approach things differently when it comes to clicking that button so quickly when I buy something online, when I go into a store, and making the decisions about that. I think people are thinking about it more, and I'm very glad that you are thinking about it more and have written this book about it. We've been speaking with Donald Lee Shepherd, the author of The Dividends of Decency, How Values-Based Leadership Will Help Business Flourish in Trump's America. Thank you for putting this together. Thank you for speaking with us today. It's been really fun speaking with you, Don.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on your show. You're doing really good work in making this country better. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you.